Psalm 77, verse 12 is where we were last week. Now we're going to go to verse 13. And he says, last week he says, I will meditate on all your work and muse. Remember that word muse? On your what? Deeds. But then he moves into verse 13. Look what he says in verse 13. Your way, O God, amen, is holy. What God is great like our God? What God is great like our God? Amen. I want to talk about this morning when you have a right view of God. When you have a right view of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for all that we have been introduced to on last week. And thank you for this choir today. Lord, you're moving the Vision Church to higher heights. You're getting ready to elevate us to another level. And we thank you. But it requires that we have the right view of you. So Lord, today I pray that you'd bless the preaching of your word. Forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Bless now the preaching of your word. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God will last forever. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. And thank Jesus. Amen. 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 Oftentimes, thank you, ushers. When we're faced with challenges, as I said last week, we can lose focus of what's going on in our lives. Oftentimes, in the midst of trials, the one thing that becomes very unclear to us is God. Amen. There are times when we're going through storms and we're in the midst of a trial, and then we're asking God and we're trying to find God, and people are telling you to pray and people are telling you to trust God in the midst of your storm, but the only thing that you can really focus on is the trial at hand. Oftentimes, amen, we feel like God is nowhere to be found. I don't know about you, but I've been there. I've been there where I feel like I'm all alone. I've been there when I'm in praying to God and I'm saying, God, I can't really see you. I don't have the right view of you. I don't understand why. And this is where the psalmist is this morning. The psalmist had just been through the storm and the rain. He had just been through doubt. He had doubted God. He says, is God good? Amen. If you look at the previous verses, he says, I can't understand why would God put me through this. In verse 9, he says, has God forgotten to be gracious? Amen. Ain't that something? He's suggesting that God forgets. And oftentimes in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our storms, amen, we can lose a view of God. We can have the wrong view of God. And that's what the psalmist did in verse 9. He says, has God forgotten to be gracious? Or has he in anger withdrawn his compassion? He's suggesting that God had pretty much deserted him. And oftentimes that's what we feel in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our trials, and we're trying to refocus in life. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to refocus. You got to refocus. Amen. Sometimes we lose the right view of God, and then what happens is we start feeling just like the psalmist. Has God forgotten me? Anybody ever felt that way? Like God has left me, that I'm in this mess all by myself, and there's nobody to help me to bring me through this storm. Do I have anybody today? I've been there before. But what God has said to me in this word is, and what he's saying to us today is, that when you have a right view of him in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your trials, amen, you can make it through anything, amen, that you're going through right now. The right view of God puts us, amen, in a place of trust. It puts us in a place of reliance. It puts us in a place where we can hold on in spite of. Do I have anybody? The text says in verse 13, the psalmist goes on And look what he starts off. He says, your way, God. He says, your way. Now, that word way is Derek in the Hebrew, and that word means life. Amen. But one thing about this word that the psalmist is trying to say is that if you're going to have the right view of God, the first thing you need to do is you need to look at his actions. Do I have anybody? First thing we need to look at is what? His actions. Has God done anything in your life? Amen. Previous, present, come on somebody. Amen. Or right now. What is he doing right now? He says, your way, because the psalmist now had gotten back to the right view of God. And when you have the right view of God, you can see that even in your mess, that God is working. That his actions are there, that he hasn't left you all alone. And somebody here this morning, you feel like God has left you all alone in your trouble. But I want to tell you something, you're not alone. And when you have the right view of God, you'll see that God is working all things together for your good. He can take your good. He can take your bad. He can take your in-betweens. He can take your mess-ups, and he can do something with it. What kind of God is that? See, when we have the right view of God, we can see his actions. Watch this, not just his accusations. I'm going somewhere. And somebody here, when we're going through, the only thing we see of God is the bad side of God. The psalmist says, God, I don't just see your bad side. I see you working. Anybody see him working in your life this morning? Anybody can say truly, listen, I'm not perfect. I'm going to mess up. Amen. Listen, I'm not perfect, but I see God is working on me. Listen, I'm not finished yet. God ain't through with me yet. Come on, somebody. Amen. He's still working, but I can see God doing something. And what the enemy doesn't want you to see is that God is working in your life. Come on, somebody. You can't tell me just because you see me broken down doesn't mean God ain't working. See, I see what you don't see, because guess what? You haven't been where I've been. Come on, somebody. He says, God, your way. Look what he says. He says, your way, oh God, amen, is what? Holy. Now, the other thing you got to see about God is a new word for you. His apartness. Oh, his apartness. So I see his actions, but I see his apartness. You know what that is? He's in a class all by himself. He says, your way, oh God, is holy. So in other words, whatever God does in my life amounts to holiness. Come on, somebody. Because God cannot be anything but, woo, holy. Come on, somebody. He says, God, I see something. That you are holy, and because you're holy, guess what? I'm going to be holy. You know why I can be holy? Because I have a pattern. I have an example. I have something to strive for, because when I got saved, you called me saint. Do I have anybody? And I don't know a saint that hadn't been holy. Come on, somebody. And see, here's the thing. He said, your way is holy. Your way is sacred. The things that God is doing in your life will bring you closer, come on, somebody, to holiness. But when you're going through, come on, somebody, you don't see no holiness. You don't even see his way. We don't understand that God is in a class by himself. He's set apart. He's different. But guess what? He's powerful. And somebody here this morning, I want to tell you this. I'm going to my seat now. Amen. That God separates us. Amen. But in the midst of what you're going through, if you have the right view of him, his actions, his apartness, that God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. And I thank God that he is holy, because I wouldn't want to serve a God that wasn't holy. But thank God that I have a standard, amen, that's set, that he is holy. He is righteous. The Bible says no one has seen God and live. Thank God that Paul on the road to Damascus. Amen. The Bible says he heard the voice of God. See, he didn't see God, but he heard the voice of Jesus. But here's the trick part to the verse. The verse says that not only did he hear God, but he was the only one to hear God. See, when you have a right view of God, you will be the one that God is speaking to. And I want to tell you something. You can recognize the voice of God when you're going through, when you have a right view of God. Are you with me? Not only do I see his apartness, but here's what the verse says. This verse says, I'm going to my seat, I promise you. This is not the Baptist clothes, this is the real clothes. Watch this. He said, what God is great? Come on, somebody. What God is great? What God is great? What God is great? What God, you should have caught that, is great. Like our God. You got to make it personal that when you're going through, that you understand that the God you serve is great. Come on, somebody. He says, what God is great like our God? So not only do I see his apartness, but next thing I see is his awesomeness. Come on, somebody. I see how awesome he is. He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on a solid ground. He changed me. He transformed me. My God is awesome. My God is great. My God is omnipotent. My God is omniscient. My God is a wheel in the middle of the wheel. My God is a rose over Sharon. My God, hallelujah, delivered me. Do you know him today? Have you tried him this morning? I want to tell you, he's awesome. But when you have the right view of God, you'll realize that money won't satisfy you. A man won't satisfy you. A woman won't satisfy you. But God will satisfy your every need. Why? Because he's awesome. The text says, what God? Which God? Come on, somebody. I'm trying to find a God that can compare to my God. Do I have anybody here this morning can brag on God that he made a way for you, that he's changed your life, that he's transformed you, that you're not what you used to be in spite of what folks say today? Guess what? Your God did that. And if he did it for you, he can do it for me. Do you know him today? Have you tried him today? What God is great? I'm saying it one more time. What God is great? What God is great like our God? Money God can't get it. Job God can't get it. But I know a God who can pick you up, who can change your life, who can transform you, who can clean you up, who can make you holy, who can make you right. Why? Because I got a right view of God. Give God a praise. Yeah. When you have the right view of God, you'll see his actions. You'll see how holy he is, his apartness, but you'll see how awesome he is. Listen, I've tried other gods. Some of us tried the dope God. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all done tried the money God. Some of y'all done tried all kinds of other gods, the lottery God. You ever notice the lottery God? Lottery God be winning, but you don't be winning. Listen, lottery God, listen, they laughing all the way to the bank. You, listen, your lottery God don't play fair. What kind of God was that? That ain't a God of grace, because only one person can win. But with our God, everybody wins. Come on, somebody. Who wouldn't serve a God of grace? Are you with me? Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. I've been sitting under that word all week. I've been ready to let loose here. Amen. Amen. So today, if you want to have a better view of God, amen. Today, if you want to have a better view of God, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you today.